When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, aka Mental Illness from TikTok and Instagram. I'm also tweeting a little bit more here and there. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a self-aware narcissist. I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of this platform is to raise awareness to narcissists and validate victims, get more people into therapy, if that's possible. I've had a few go to therapy, but I'm thankful for that. So today's episode is going to be about first dates with a narcissist from my perspective. I can't ask for anybody else, but you know, this is from a narcissist perspective on how a first date goes. I saw this comment in my TikTok section, and I was like, let me hop on that one real quick. That's an easy one to do because I've been on plenty of first dates, and I know how they go in my mind and what I'm trying to do now that I am self-aware and I've been in therapy for 4 years. So I think a lot of people think first dates with narcissists are going to be like all about the narcissist. He or she is so egotistical. They talk about themselves the whole entire time, and nope. A lot of times, a narcissist will make the first date, first meeting, first acquaintance, first, you know, session or whatever about the other person, about you. And mainly because, it's like I call it like the data collection stage. Like, a narcissist meets you the first time, they want to. I'm sorry, too. They want to collect data from you because that's how they love bomb you. I think people think love bombing is like the first date. They show up with flowers and carriage rides, which happens sometimes. You know, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. But the first date, the first meeting is about data collection so they can love bomb you later on, like the next date, the next time they see you throughout the relationship and things like that. They'll ask you questions. One of the main questions a narcissist will ask you, I know normal people will ask this question as well, guys, so just going to get that out there. But me as a narcissist, I would ask, you know, why is somebody like you single? And they would just go into detail about why they are single and why their other person didn't work out and the things that they didn't like in their other person. They were toxic. They did this. They did that. Anyway, pretty much giving me or the narcissist the blueprint to become everything that you want to make you not single. You know what I mean? So you told me why you are single. So now I have the blueprint to make you not single. So that's why goodness gracious. Hang on, bud. that's what I tell people. It's hot in here, y'all. So that's what I tell people, like, on a first date with anybody, you know, if somebody asks you that question, why are you single? Answer it vaguely. Just say, oh, I haven't found the one yet. Oh, I'm just, you know, I haven't made a good, you know, not haven't made a good choice. I haven't found the one yet. I'm keeping my options open. Things just didn't work out. Vague answers like that don't go into great detail as to why you are single, because then you are giving the other person the blueprint to make you unsingle and to use against you, to weaponize that stuff against you later on, to love bomb you. You know what I mean? To use that, like I said, to use it against you, put it into a form and fashion and shape to love bomb you later on in the relationship and then take advantage of you. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm doing my one-on-ones, I hear this so much, like, oh my God, this person, like, they were everything that I ever wanted. I never thought anybody could treat me like that. I never thought anybody could, you know, I thought I met my soulmate, whatever, all this and that, you know what I mean? And I was like, how did they find out so much stuff about you? Like, they asked all the questions. I'm like, what questions did you ask? Nothing. I just thought they were so interested in me, so I just started talking. I just kept talking. And I realized I didn't really know anything about the other person at the end of the first date or end of the first couple of dates. Or sometimes, you know, the whole relationship. Some people are like, at the end of the relationship, I realized I didn't know anything about this person. I'm like, wow. So my recommendation to you on a first date with anybody to try to avoid narcissists is to slow it down. Speed is the weapon of the narcissist. Speed, moving fast, moving quick, taking everything fast, you know, collect all that data from you I mentioned earlier and then use it against you in a swift and fast way to, you know, so. Because if the narcissist goes slow, you might see them for who they really are. You might see me for who I really am. I'm not the person that love bombs you. Anyway, I'm this person. It's like, let me, and that's going to lead me into talking about potential. in a few minutes. But like I said, first dates, take everything slow. Don't ask the questions. You ask very, 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 very graphic questions to them, to the other person. Because I always say this, I know people are scared. It's like, if I ask the wrong question, they won't like that. You can't scare away the right person by asking questions. You just can't. The right person will not run away because you ask them deep questions about themselves and stuff like that. Why are you single? You know, if they giving you vague answers and y'all both giving each other vague answers, y'all in for a fun night. You know what I mean? If I say that, ask deep penetrating questions about narcissists. If they asking deep questions to you, ask the same questions to them and don't accept a vague answer. If they ask you a question like, what's your relationship like with your mom? And then you give a graphic detailed answer and then you ask the same question to them and they just like, oh, it's not good. That's unacceptable. You know, ask graphic questions, match their energy, match the energy of the person sitting across from you, or the person walking next to you, or the person dancing up on you, or whatever you meet at. You know what I mean? The deep penetrating questions help and slow it down. I know everybody wants the Disney story romances and stuff like that. A lot of Disney characters are narcissists, which is another series I'm starting here pretty soon called, you know, Narcissist in Disney. We're going to get on that later on. But everybody wants that Disney story, the Disney story romance and whatnot. Oh, sweep me off my feet. Boom. If they are sweeping you off your feet too fast, it is to drop you on your head. Sweep, drop, right on top of your noggin. No, I said slow it down. I know everybody wants to be married and quick, microwave society. We live in such a microwave society. Everybody wants instant results. Instant noodles, instant chicken, instant broccoli, instant love, instant kids, instant marriage. Slow it down. Put it in an oven. Broil it. Put it on broil. You know, preheat the relationship first. You know what I mean? You got to preheat the relationship to let it heat up on its own. Let it heat up to a certain extent. Don't just turn it on. Don't turn it on 500 and, you know, let it go fast. So slowly preheat the relationship and its conversations and things like that. Take it slow, please. If you want to avoid narcissists, you want to avoid people like me, you need to take it slow. Because speed is the weapon of a narcissist. You know, does it work all the time? No. But it works better than running fast. It works better than going super fast because it's a lot easier to miss red flags when you are speeding through the relationship, when you're speeding through everything. When you're running fast, you miss red flags because they look different colors. Like, was that you sprinting? Was that a red flag? No, that was orange. I keep running. Was that a red flag? No, that was dark brown. Slow it down, please. You know what I mean? Because that's how you get caught up on the potential. They use the information that you give to them to love bomb you with, and you know, and that you think that's the potential of that person. Like at the beginning of, I hear this so much on one-on-ones. Like at the beginning of the relationship, there's so much potential. I know this person has potential to give me everything I want and everything I need. The potential is who they are now. That potential you saw at the beginning turned into that potential energy turned into kinetic energy and became who they are right now. So stop trying to hold on to that person at the beginning because that will keep you. Ooh, that will keep you locked down. You know what I mean? I call it being a prisoner of hope. You just hoping to go back to the beginning. Hey, can we go back to the beginning of the relationship when you treated me good? No. We're good. You're good right now. If I'm treating you so badly, why don't you just leave? You don't have to be here. Blah, blah, blah. You know the answers you get when you ask questions like that. You know it. I don't have to turn here and repeat it. You know it. That's why I say slow it down. Because, you know, date number one. I know people will listen to this like, this is not really narcissistic to ask questions about the other person. It is narcissistic to ask questions about the other person with the intent of tricking them, and with the intent of becoming somebody else that they want you to become and not be yourself. That's what makes it narcissistic. You know what I mean? Everybody asks questions on the first day. Yes, that's how you get to know people. But it's the intent. That's why you got to slow down. Intent reveals itself when you slow it. When you slow it down a little bit, just a splash. You know what I mean? Not slow it down. You know what I mean? That's why I say, because potential, like hoping against hope. Waiting on trying to get back to the beginning of the relationship, to where the potential of the relationship was, what you thought it could be. It is what it is. That potential turned into kinetic energy and became the relationship that you are in right now. That person you are with right now is who they were supposed to become. That's who they would have been in the beginning if they wouldn't have collected all that data to love bomb you and give you everything that you want. How else would they know how to give you everything would they know how to give you everything that you want and need if you didn't tell them? You know, if you're going so fast, you're going to tell them everything you want and need, and they give it to you. Like, how did this person know? You told them. You opened their mouth and told them. That's how they know. That's why I tell people you gotta slow it down. People always ask me, like, what's the best way to spot a narcissist on the first date? Slow down. Hey, why are you single? Oh, because I haven't found the one. I'm just, just out here dating, trying to find the one. Don't give no, hey, because the last person I was with yelled and screamed at me. They didn't hold my hand. Hey, my love language is the physical touch, and they never touched me or whatever. So you see how it went right there? You're giving them literally everything to use against you. So when they so they know now they know your love language is physical touch. So when they get mad at you, they won't touch you. Now that withhold the intimacy because they know you like it. You know what I mean? That's why I just say you have to slow it down. I know it's tough slowing it down because, like I said, the old I had a woman tell me this one time. She's like, older people move fast. I'm like, yep, that's how you slip up with a narcissist real, real fast because you're running too fast. You get the younger girls and the younger guys, they end up with older people. Like, I didn't think, I like older people because they don't play games. The older people play the most games because they know that they've been playing the game for the longest. They had the controller in their hand for the longest. Okay, y'all, but look, I gotta hop off of here. I'm gonna do a part two of this, probably tomorrow. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like I said, if you need a one-on-one, the link is in the bio, my Beacon link in my TikTok bio, my Instagram bio. Like, subscribe for more. I'm trying to do daily videos. I'm trying to do at least one video every day this month. That's my goal. I wrote it down, so it's going to happen. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out.